This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I'm joined by Dr. Roneel Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. Welcome. Good to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about sleeping with Parkinson's disease. You focus primarily on sleep medicine and movement disorders. How does a movement disorder, such as Parkinson's disease, impact one's sleep?
There's been lots of research showing that people with Parkinson's disease and Parkinson-like diseases, which are, you know, movement disorders, have a lot of problems with their sleep. In fact, most people will have some sort of problem with their sleep. There can be a lot of different types. For example, you know, one of the most common things I hear from my patients is fragmented sleep, difficulty with staying asleep, waking up, hard time getting back to sleep. And that could be from the Parkinson's itself because of stiffness and difficulty turning in bed and getting comfortable. But there are other factors too, such as having to urinate frequently in the night. But other problems can happen, like sleepiness during the day or something we call acting out of the dream. So about half of people with Parkinson's have this condition called REM sleep behavior disorder, in which while they're in the dreaming stage of sleep or REM sleep, they actually will start moving around and even act out their dreams, which can be a bit dangerous.
And why is awareness of sleep issues so important for people with moving disorders?
Well, sleep problems can really affect how people function. And so even in people without Parkinson's disease, sleep issues can cause someone to feel more tired and sleepy and unrefreshed and can affect concentration, memory, mood. And this is even more so in people with movement disorders. It can affect the movement disorder itself in terms of, you know, people with Parkinson's may have more difficulty with moving. They have more difficulty with their cognitive functions. And for those who have caregivers, if there's a lot of sleep issues, it can also impact the caregiver function and ability to do what they need to do. Another issue is this condition I mentioned, this REM sleep behavior disorder where people act out their dreams. That is a condition that can actually occur even before Parkinson's starts. So some people will develop this where they will act out their dreams for even years before they develop the other symptoms of Parkinson's disease. While we don't have anything yet that can slow down the disease, you know, once we have a treatment available, if we can have a treatment for these patients, maybe we can prevent Parkinson's from happening in them. And that's where we are with the Holy Grail in this right now.
All right. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Roneel Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. Dr. Malkani, how are sleep problems treated with people impacted by Parkinson's disease?
Well, that's a great question. And everybody's different, and so it's always an individualized approach. So the first thing is trying to figure out, yeah, especially if there's multiple sleep problems, which ones are the most important to address first? Mm-hmm. And so this may involve doing some assessments, maybe a sleep study or other assessments. But whenever possible, in the treatment, I try to do some non-medication strategies. That may be things like, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia or focusing on physical activity, light exposure. But there are sometimes we do need medications depending on what the problem is. It's important, though, to always start with making sure somebody has a good sleep schedule and getting good amount of light and physical activity during the day, to help address the insomnia and also address, you know, other factors like their medications to that could be impacting their sleep or worsening their daytime sleepiness.
Well, we definitely want to make sure that our health is monitored. So can you tell us when is a good time to speak with your health care provider, or when is the time, I should say?
It's time when one is experiencing recurrent issues with their sleep. So if there's a one-off night, that may not be as concerning to somebody, but if they're waking up regularly feeling unrefreshed or tired or they're sleepy or having difficulty with staying asleep, then that's absolutely a time to go and see their healthcare provider.
Great information. Thank you so much. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Roneel Malkani, Movement Disorders and Sleep Medicine Physician at Northwestern Medicine, and Jesse Brown, VA. Very interesting and helpful information. Thank you, Dr. Malkani.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.